Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. That's right. That is correct. This is a special episode of Senior Care Live. Today, we're recognizing and celebrating the 16th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I am so proud of the awesome services that we offer. I'll cover a whole lot about that a little bit later on in the program, but I sure appreciate you being here helping me celebrate the 16th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. As I mentioned before, there are thousands and thousands of people that tune into Senior Care Live every single week to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. You have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio program in Kansas City on the weekends. Now, I say on the weekends, I can't quite compete with Rush Limbaugh and some of the big boys out there, but you never know. Maybe someday. Rush just celebrated the 30th anniversary, and we've only been on the air for 5 years. Hey, there's still hope. May knock Rush off here in the future. But anyway, there are multiple ways that you can hear the program. You may be listening to the radio right now. You may be streaming the program online to your electronic device, or you may be listening to a podcast after the fact. In any way about it, I just want to thank you. I'm so appreciative of you turning into the program today. Thank you very much. You can reach us on the toll-free number, and here it is, write it down, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. com. And so today I'm going to recognize the 16th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. But before we jump in, I mentioned, a couple of weeks ago or so, I make a lot of presentations, public presentations to faith communities, businesses, civic groups, et cetera. And I'm getting booked up actually, getting a lot of requests for that. But I made a presentation. And this is just such a well-received, highly rated presentation to a couple of hundred employees at a major local corporation, and just wanted to go through some of the survey results here. I mean, this is about as good as it gets. So for all of the attendees, the seminar was a good use of your time. Every single one of them said yes. The information presented at the seminar was understandable and presented at a level appropriate for my own expertise and information. Every single attendee said yes. There are actions I will take in my personal life as a result of the seminar. Every single attendee said yes. The presenter was able to engage and motivate me on this topic. Every single attendee said yes. And you know, usually when you do this, you have a no here or there, and that's, you may not connect with everyone, but this one was a home run. The presentation that I provide, and again, it's just been so well received, caring for your aging loved ones. They have kind of some different variations on that, but it is a fantastic, fantastic presentation. Here's some of the comments. Nice summary of info. It was easy to understand. He answered my questions that fit my situation. The presenter was very knowledgeable. I enjoyed learning about various agencies and type of elder care options. He provided useful information. It was all encompassing, and it gave me places to go for additional information, quality information. I liked I'm just flying through these, folks. These are all separate comments that I thought I'd share with you today. I like that the presenter used real-life examples to help explain the concepts and why certain things were really important to take care of. Easy-to-understand information and definitions. The presenter was very knowledgeable and shared relevant and valuable information on the topic. Steve knew his material and was passionate about the information. I could go on and on and on, but I'll leave it there. But you get the idea. So if your business, your faith community, your civic group, if you are interested in having me personally appear at your next meeting or maybe a special meeting, and you want a presentation that is very appropriate for seniors and the caregivers of seniors, just give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800, and I would be happy to discuss being a presenter if it's appropriate for your group. So would love to do that. All right, so let's jump in today. And again, we're recognizing and celebrating the 16th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. And I'll tell you, you know, sometimes it seems like it was just maybe a few months ago that I started this. It just, the time flies when you're having fun. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do with Senior Care Consulting, helping families and individuals find the right place, find the best fit when searching for a senior care community. So I'll tell you what, the process with working with Senior Care Consulting is just very simple. First of all, we offer a free consultation. It's such a personal service. I like to meet in person, to just meet you, you know, eye to eye, discuss your situation, let me know what's going on, so I can fully understand, you know, what's happening with you and your family and your loved one and, or your loved ones. It could be a couple of parents that we're looking, at placement for. But, once I get a good feel for that, I'm able to provide a flat fee for service quote at that time. And I will present that to you in writing, right down to the penny. We work on a fee for service basis. We don't receive any reimbursement from any provider out there. That would be, in my opinion, unethical and a total conflict of interest. Won't have anything to do with it. Okay. So Senior Care Consulting, we work for you, directly for you. We represent you. We negotiate on your behalf if that is applicable and appropriate. You get the idea. We have a number of levels of engagements, from minimally engaged to completely over the top and somewhere in the middle. So if you decide to move forward, you can choose the level of engagement that you feel is the best fit for you. And then at that point, we develop what I call a care profile. And this is the mini geriatric care assessment that I mentioned on the program before. And in the program, in the care profile, we'll determine the level of care. That is what is needed, the type of care, the payment methods, the location parameters, how far are you willing to travel to get the best care and the best fit, personal preferences and needs. I also collect medical diagnosis information, mobility information, cognitive information, you know, insurance and financial information, there's social information, there's spiritual information. there's a lot. And last but not least, how long can you wait, or when do you need to move, and how long could you wait to move in case we encounter a wait list? So there's a lot to it, but that is our starting point. A very comprehensive, detailed description of exactly what we need. And then Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace to identify the top communities. And this is a very important part of the service, because there are literally hundreds of places to choose from and new ones becoming available all the time. We have several places that are going to come online and be open and available later this year, first part of 2019. So, and you know what? Maybe more importantly, we know the ones to not go to. Right? I think that's just as important. I've had some of my clients say that's maybe more important. Okay. So once we determine the short list, then I schedule tours for us. So we meet for coffee near our first place. We talk about what to expect on the tours. Then we head out and we tour our first place. And just like I did with my own grandparents, I'll share my story a little bit later, but I conduct a performance audit. I ask questions that most people would never know to ask. And so we go into the place, we get a good look, we see everything we need to see, ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information, and we're out. And we do that with our top places. And my clients get through this in just a few hours, and they're done. It's a huge time saver. Compare that to other people who are doing this on their own. You can expect to spend 50 to 100 hours, and most people still don't know which one to choose, right? So once we're finished with our tours, just takes a partial business day. I prepare a summary report. It includes all the all the questions asked, information discovered. I calculate exact staffing ratios and report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. And then that'll put you in a position to make the best choice that you can make and make your decision with 100% confidence. So the two major benefit, well, the time savings, and then, of course, the information provided in that summary report. Okay, so we can help you find assisted living. We can help you find long-term care nursing home. We can help you find memory care. We can help you find a continuing care retirement community. If this is resonating with you, and you're interested in a free consultation to see how we can help you and your family, give me a call at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the most frequently asked question that I've had over the last 16 years operating Senior Care Consulting? A, how much do these senior care communities cost? B, how can we pay for senior care? C, when is the right time to move? Or D, what services do you offer? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live. Today we're celebrating the 16th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and I am so excited. Thanks for joining me here today and helping me celebrate that and recognize 16 years of providing just a fantastic service for families in and around the Kansas City community. You're listening to Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, don't forget to just reach out on our toll-free number. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can always stream the program to any electronic device. And again, a lot of people do that. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage or click on the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect and you are in, and it really is that simple. All right. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the most frequently asked question that I've had over the last 16 years of operating Senior Care Consulting? So here are your choices. A, how much do these senior care communities cost? B, how can we pay for our care? C, when is the right time to move to a senior care community? And D, what services do you offer at Senior Care Consulting? So what is your answer? I'll give it to you right now. Your answer is C, when is the right time to move to a senior care community? And that's a tough question, and I've answered this several times before over the past 5 years right here on the program, and I won't go through all that stuff today. But the other questions are there. That's really important. I mean, how much do these places cost? I've caused some high blood pressure talking about the cost of a lot of these places in the past. You know, how do you pay for care? We always review all the different payment methods and explore other payment options with our clients at Senior Care Consulting. When's the right time to move? Sometimes it's pretty obvious, but you know, sometimes that's a tough one, and we think through that and work through that with our clients. And then, of course, what services do we offer? I just mentioned it. It's a niche type of a service. It's a placement service, helping families and individuals find the right senior care community for their exact needs based on a comprehensive needs analysis that I call a care profile. It's essentially a mini geriatric care assessment, and that is our starting point. So this is a very methodical, very professional service that can help you save a ton of time when searching for a senior care community. I like to say we make a very complex and overwhelming decision-making process very simple. And I said simple. You notice I did not say easy. It's never easy, ever. This is tough stuff, right? But we do make that very, very simple. All right. I haven't done this for a long time. I thought I'd just take a few minutes while we're recognizing Senior Care Consulting and celebrating the 16th anniversary and just share with you my personal story, a little bit of it, just kind of the highlights. I have over 30 years of experience in senior-related healthcare. I've been a vice president of this and a director of that and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I've been around the block. But, you know, I think more importantly, I have been an administrator. I have been an administrator in a nursing home, assisted living and memory care. I have a lot of personal experience here. So I see what I do and how I help families. I see that through the lens of an administrator on the business side of things. But also I've done this with my own grandparents, and I also see it, through the lens of a loving family member, and specifically with me, a loving grandson. I loved my grandparents. They were just phenomenal. I have the best memories ever. But back in about 2001, my grandparents were living independently, 88, 89 years old, over in Topeka. And Grandpa had kind of early phases of dementia. It was time for him to not drive, so Grandma had to take the car keys away. She actually, she did one step better than that. Rather than just to take them away and kind of get into an argument with Grandpa, you know, that's a big deal. Losing your mobility, that's huge. And no one wants to lose that mobility and that independence of able just to drive somewhere when you'd like to. That's, no one likes that. No one wants that. So she was very clever. She went out in her high heels and her dress and popped the hood of Grandpa's great big old Dodge truck and disconnected the battery. So Grandpa went out the next day and, to discover that the truck was quote unquote broken and needed to be serviced. So she said, okay, honey, well, we'll call the service company later on. Why don't you jump in my car and I'll drive us around today? And he goes, okay. Right. So, the next morning he had dementia, right? So the next morning he goes out to try his truck, to start it, to discover it was quote unquote broken. Honey, we need to get the truck looked at. Okay, honey, well, why don't I drive us today? This went on every morning for 2 or 3 months. And then eventually he kind of forgot about his truck and he got used to just jumping in Grandma's car and going with her. And that's how, and then she turned around and sold the truck. Then he kind of forgot he had the truck. That's how she worked through taking the car keys away. But anyway, one night at home, Grandma fell backwards and hit her head and her neck on the wall on the way down and fractured her neck. Major, major injury. She did not die from that, and she was not paralyzed. So very, very fortunate, but it was a major injury. And so we had to, I wanted to wait to see how she came out of that through rehab and everything. And at some point it was clear, very clear that they're not going to be able to come home, at least not right away. And she was okay with moving to assisted living, which is the level that they both needed at that time. She just said, honey, hang on to the house. You never know. We might be able to come back. And I said, absolutely. So that's what we did. And I thought if I had to look for a place for my grandparents, I'm not falling for the closest one, not falling for the prettiest one, and I'm not going to be high pressured into some, you know, sales type of a situation to sign on the dotted line. So again, I took out a pad and I said, I'm going to interview you. And that was just my opinion on how this should go, because there are things I need to know about before I'll trust you with my grandparents. So I want to know about this and this and this, and how do you handle these things? Tell me about this. I had 8 or 9 things on a sheet of paper. I did go out, and I did interview several places, and I chose the right one for them. And that's how I helped them. They were able to live there for another couple of years with help from the staff. We celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary. It was just awesome. Later that year, Grandpa passed away on October 19th. Grandma passed away October 29th. And you hear about that a lot. I got to see that up close and in person. It was very difficult to go through, but it was really a beautiful story. She just didn't want to be here without him. And so fast forward to today, that was really kind of the beginning of, hey, you know, maybe I could help other families going through that search and selection process. And that was the beginning of Senior Care Consulting in 2002. August the 5th of 2002 is when the whole thing began. And every time I'm able to work with a family and it has a successful conclusion and we find a great place for them, I just think of my grandparents as kind of a hat tip. And I thank them for letting me help them. And it just makes me proud. And that's why I do what I do. So just thought I would share my personal story with you a little bit. I'm going to have a lot of great, just client stories and how we've been able to help so many families. So hang on. We'll get into that right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Today I'm recognizing and celebrating the 16th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. How about that? And look, if you need more information about the services that we offer on the program, maybe you have a question for yourself or maybe for someone that you care about, someone in your family or maybe friends, someone that you're working with, no worries at all. You can always reach out on our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. All right. So thanks for letting me share my personal story with you. And, you know, when you go through something like that, it really changes you as a person. And I kind of thought back and I thought, you know, I spent a lot of time and effort and energy helping my own grandparents, and I know exactly what I'm doing. And then the thought occurred to me, what are other families going through, going through this very personal, very difficult situation? How are they doing, going about, you know, trying through that search and selection process, trying to find the right place? It's overwhelming to say the least. And a lot of times people are in kind of a tough position, and it's the last thing that they ever wanted to do. And now they're kind of right in the heat of the moment trying to get this done. And I thought, you know, and frankly, it was also through a lot of prayer, that I decided that this is what I am supposed to be doing. And so everything kind of came together. And in 2002, August the 5th, 2002, I started offering the service and started helping families. And it's been quite a journey. So I just wanted to share some stories, real client experiences, and how we've been able to help so many people through Senior Care Consulting. This one's a recent story. I helped a very nice husband and wife, just wonderful people. She has MS, and at this point, she's declined to the point where she just needs total assistance. It is a beautiful story. They met. They were both single, and they were on a vacation, just doing some awesome activities, and that's where they met. And she was doing perfectly well at that time, and he knew she had MS, but it didn't matter. He loved her, and she loved him, and they got married. And over time, predictably so, she started to decline, needed more and more help, and he has been an awesome caregiver by her side every minute. He practically has set up a hospital-like environment in their home, and he's cared for her over all of these years. And he's just done a masterful job, just phenomenal job. However, she needs so much help now that he just can't keep it up any longer. He's hit his peak, his maximum. So he reached out. I was able to work with them, and we found the best place for her. It was the right fit. She was fully involved in the entire process, so it was just a great experience, and it is working out very, very well. Now, look, let's not candy coat this. She would rather be home, and who wouldn't? Who wouldn't rather be home? Okay, so acknowledging that, but she also loves her husband dearly, and she could see that he just couldn't keep up, and he needed help, and she needed help, and so she was okay. And she said, "Hey, look, let's just make the best of this." So now that he is no longer the hands-on caregiver, he can visit her every single day, and he does, and he spends quality time with her, you know, like he used to be able to do. And kind of a side note, helping he and his wife, I was able to negotiate on their behalf, and I'm excited to say that I was able to save them $63,000 throughout this process, and that is no kind of fictitious, you know, funny math kind of a number. Saved him $63,000 cash from his resources, and trust me, they're really happy with the services provided by Senior Care Consulting. I'll tell you that. And I keep in touch with them. Just a wonderful, wonderful couple. I've worked with families that have parents living at home that are thinking about downsizing and wanting to move to a continuing care retirement community so that they can age in place. And, you know, they've told me time and time again, you know, I don't want to burden my family, my kids. I don't want them to help me get dressed or take a bath or use the restroom. I don't want that for them. And frankly, it's pretty embarrassing for us if, you know, when we get to that point, we would like to be at a place where we can age in place, sell the house, move to independent living. If we need more help later, transition to assisted living. If we need more help than that later on, transition to long-term care. We may or may not need memory care, but we want it available if we may need that. Skilled nursing and rehab, if we should need that, right there is just provided right there on the property. And so we're getting more and more calls from individuals and couples wanting to transition and move to a continuing care retirement community. And let me tell you what, there are so many moving parts to a CCRC. It's the most, by far, the most difficult community to find and to get it right, because there's just so many. It's just a very complex one to figure out. However, with Senior Care Consulting, we help our clients get it right the first time, every single time. So if you're thinking about moving to a continuing care retirement community, we can definitely help you. And again, we can help you get it right. We have saved some of our clients with CCRC hundreds of thousands of dollars just by choosing the right one. And again, if this is piquing your interest, if this is resonating with you, if you want to reach out for a free consultation, give us a call at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Or you could always visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. www.thebrainfarm.com. You can reach out through the website as well. We've helped many, many people, and I've talked about this on the program before as well, many people who are living in a senior care community, and then they realized, oh, wait a minute, this place is a private pay only community, meaning they do not work with Medicaid. And what happens if we run out of money? Yeah, we have to move. Quite a while back, I worked with a young lady. I think I may have shared this story a time or two. Her grandmother was in a great place. It was a great place, great fit. She received excellent care. She spent her entire nest egg of over $300,000 for her care. And then one day, this young lady received a letter from the facility saying, you need to move your grandma out. She's out of money and we don't take Medicaid. Now, she assumed that they would care for her even if she ran out of money. So she didn't ask and they didn't tell. You know what they say about the word assume, right? And so it was an honest mistake. I mean, she made the assumption. They didn't mention that if you run out of money, you'd have to move. So she contacted Senior Care Consulting. It was through a referral from her attorney, from her elder law attorney. And we were able to help find a great place for her grandma, and she was able to transition her to a Medicaid-certified senior care community, and it worked out great, but it's not what she wanted. And I'll never forget, she asked me, she said, no, wait a minute. Don't tell me. If I would have worked with you in the first place, this wouldn't have happened. She said, because I never would have wanted to move my grandma twice. And I said, you're right. It wouldn't have happened. The place that you chose, it's a great place, but it would have even been on my list because it's not Medicaid certified, which is that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets, then Medicaid would help pay for your care and you wouldn't have to move once you ran out of money. I said, you're right. It wouldn't have happened, but you know what? Hey, let's make the best of this. And we did. We did. And it turned out fine. It's just not really what she wanted for her grandma. We've also worked with some very nice people that, in their words, and I'm not going to harp on this too much today, but in their words, made the terrible mistake of contacting one of these free referral services. They had just, and again, in their words, they had a horrible experience with the service. And then every time when I work with someone in this situation, they say, well, Steve, I guess you get what you pay for. So, you know, free service. Yeah, you got what you paid for. So with Senior Care Consulting, we have been able to help lots and lots and lots of clients that made the mistake of falling into the trap of that free referral service. You know, hey, look, free is a powerful word. I don't blame them. We were all trying to save money and do the best that we can with our resources. But I'm going to spend an entire program totally exposing the free referral services. I will do that in the near future. But just understand, you do get what you pay for. And lots of people have been burned by the free referral services. They've contacted Senior Care Consulting, and we've been able to help them. If this is you, give me a call at 913-945-2800, and we can definitely help you find a great place no matter what your situation is. I'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Today we're recognizing and celebrating the 16th anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. How about that? And hey, for more information about the services that are offered on this program, you know, the stuff that you hear about, we have lots of different guests and lots of different areas of expertise and different services. If you want to learn more about that and how we may be able to help you and your family, be sure to call us on a toll-free number. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. All right, again, back to the special day here, recognizing and celebrating the 16th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. I can't believe we're already down to the last segment here. And I just want to personally let you know, I mean, my belief, and I've definitely shared this before, but just want to really reiterate that and emphasize, I personally believe that everyone, and I mean everyone, should remain as independent as possible for as long as that makes sense. And that's why we spend so much time on this program discussing ways to remain independent at home. So with that as a setup, just this last week, I received a very long voicemail from a very sweet elderly lady. And she was, I'll tell you what, though, she was a little bit irritated by one of my commercials that she heard. And she didn't listen to it very well, frankly, because if she would have heard exactly what was said, I don't think she would have called. But she left me a voicemail just giving me heck about, quote unquote, wanting to stick everybody in a nursing home. So she didn't leave her name. She didn't leave her number. And I'm not mad about her phone call. I think it's a misunderstanding. So, ma'am, if you're listening, nothing could be further from the truth. Okay. I do believe everyone should remain as independent as possible as long as that makes sense. But guess what? Sometimes that's not possible. And when it's no longer possible to remain at home and you need to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, that is that narrow niche that I live in to help families find the right place. Here's some examples of when living at home was no longer an option and I was able to help a family. There was a very nice lady who lived near the plaza. The only relative she had was her son, but he was there. He lived with her to help her. He loved his mother, still loves his mother. But he traveled 2 to 3 days a week on his job, you know, traveled for business. And she had dementia and had wandered away from the home several times. And he knew it was not a safe situation, but he pushed it out as long as he could. One day he got a call. He was in St. Louis on business, and he received a call from the police. And they said, is this, you know, so-and-so? I won't release names, of course. But he said, yes, we have your mother, and we've taken her to St. Luke's Medical Center. He asked, is she all right? What happened? Well, we found her walking around in the streets in her nightgown, but it's very hot. This was in the summer. It was like in the upper 90s, and she couldn't find her way back home, and she appeared to be dehydrated and a little disoriented. So, you know, unless you can be there 24 hours a day to watch her, she can't go back home. It's just too dangerous. He said, all right, thank you so much for calling. I'm coming home. So he called me on his way back to Kansas City. He said, Steve, I knew I should have called you a lot sooner, but how fast can you help me find a great care community for my mom? She has memory issues. I was able to jump in and move very quickly. We found her at an excellent place. And he said, you know what? He said, I thought I was doing her a favor leaving her home, and she wanted to be home. But I'll tell you what, now that you helped me find a great memory care provider, he said, she's getting her medicine perfectly on time every day. She's getting balanced, nutritious meals and hydration and snacks every day consistently, and she has the opportunity for socialization. He said, she has actually improved immensely. Her quality of life is so much better. He said, I can't believe I was dragging my feet to make this move. She's in so much better of a place now. I never could have imagined it, but thank you for helping me find great memory care for my mom. I worked with another family where their dad had dementia, and frankly, he was becoming aggressive. He had the type of dementia that causes aggressive behavior. They were very, just extremely concerned that he may harm, become violent and harm their mother. And they had to make a move. There was just no way around it. I worked with another nice, and that story has a happy ending. They adjusted some medications, really took the edge off, and he's getting the great care that he needs, and that was the best fit for him, frankly. I worked with another nice lady, and she had placed her husband in several different facilities, in and out, trying to get it right. It wasn't her fault. She was doing the best that she could, but she needed professional guidance. And what I discovered is that she kept repeatedly choosing the wrong level of care. So through the development of that care profile, that mini geriatric care assessment, I was able to help her identify the right level of care. We toured places that were appropriate for his situation, his needs, and the care that he needed. And once she got him settled in, I got a call. She was crying. They were happy tears. She said, "Thank you so much for helping me get it right. I didn't do a very good job, but with your help, he's getting the care that he needs, and I now have my husband back. Without you, I had lost him. I now have my husband back. Thank you." I worked with a very nice gentleman caring for his wife, and he had cared for her when she had a stroke a few years earlier, did a great job, and with his loving care and support, she was able to make a full recovery. However, she had another stroke a few years later. This one was much worse, and he just couldn't do it anymore. He could not meet her needs. And this man, frankly, was so stressed out that he was suicidal. And I've mentioned the story before. I was able to find a great place for his wife, and he was able to get the relief that he needed, and he was there at her side every single day, but he didn't have the stress of being the caregiver. And that story has a happy ending. So to the very nice lady that scolded me, and it's okay, I'm not mad, but for quote-unquote wanting to just put everybody in a nursing home, not everyone is able to stay at home, and I appreciate your support. And keep listening, and if you have any other questions, feel free to call me. So who are senior care consulting clients? Well, they're homemakers, plumbers, doctors, and attorneys. They're nurses, construction workers. They're disabled individuals. They're professionals. They wear blue collars and white collars and every other kind of collar that you can wear, and no collars. They're clergy. They work in information technology. They're firefighters and EMTs. They're retired individuals. They work in communications. They're farmers. They're bankers, they're musicians, teachers, and counselors. Do you get the point? We work with people in all situations from all walks of life. If we can help you find the right senior care community, give me a call and ask for a free consultation. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Wow, I can't believe that hour just flew by. Thanks so much for helping me celebrate the 16th anniversary of Senior Care Consulting. I just want to wish you grace and peace to you and your family. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!